Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday evening, September 23rd, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of finance news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
SoiTech Group GmbH invites holders of the bond 2018-2026 to the second bondholders meeting on the 8th of October 2025. SoiTech Group GmbH has announced that the voting without a meeting for the bond 2018-2026 did not reach the required quorum, prompting a second bondholders meeting on the 8th of October 2025. The company invites bondholders to actively participate in the meeting in Sonnenbuhl. A quorum of 25% is needed for planned measures. SoiTech will reimburse participants 0.5% of the outstanding nominal value, at least €75,000 per deposit, pending the quorum. The company is in talks to sell a partial portfolio to finance the bond repayment. Bondholders are urged to vote in favor of resolutions, including deferring repayment by 6 months. For more information, visit SoiTech's website.
Q&A with Jamie Hopkins, Executive Vice President and Chief Wealth Officer at WSFS Bank. Jamie Hopkins, Executive Vice President and Chief Wealth Officer at WSFS Bank, leads the firm's wealth management segment and serves as CEO of Bryn Mawr Trust Advisors. Hopkins focuses on strategic growth initiatives, aligning financial advice and trust services, and overseeing private wealth and institutional trust operations. With a background at Carson Group and as founder of the FinServe Foundation, Hopkins emphasizes the importance of education in estate planning for consumers and business owners. He advises consolidating financial accounts, simplifying where possible, and regularly checking in with a financial advisor. Hopkins stresses the need for proactive succession planning for business owners, highlighting the benefits of trusts in estate planning. Bryn Mawr Trust's unique approach offers a one-stop shop for clients, coordinating investments, taxes, financial planning, business planning, and estate planning under one framework. In the Greater Delaware Valley, Hopkins addresses the specific challenges faced by local business owners, emphasizing the importance of liquidity and succession planning to ensure business continuity and growth.
Tech Media Breaks, Isotropic Corporation, IZO, OTCQO ZF 1R3, integrates radiation dose personalization into IZOVIEW Breast CT system. Isotropic Corporation, a medical device company specializing in advanced breast cancer imaging technologies, has introduced a radiation dose personalization feature in its IZOVIEW Breast CT imaging system. This innovation utilizes a radiation-free optical pre-scan and custom software to calculate personalized dosing based on each patient's breast size, simplifying exam setup and enhancing comfort. Developed in collaboration with UC Davis Medical Center, IZOVIEW is the first breast CT system to offer real-time personalized dosing. With the global breast imaging market expected to reach $8.69 billion by 2030, Isotropic is progressing IZOVIEW through the FDA pre-market approval process and gearing up for pivotal U.S. trials to facilitate commercialization in the U.S. and European markets.
Intention.ly unveils custom client portal and mobile app to elevate client experience. Intention.ly, the leading growth engine financial services firms, has launched a custom-built client portal and mobile app, available online and on iOS and Android. The platform aims to set a new standard for client experience by offering transparency, accountability, and collaboration. Clients can access Intention.ly content, strategy documents, performance reports, messaging frameworks, project plans, and more. They can also communicate directly with their dedicated team. CEO Kelly Waltrich emphasizes the company's role as a growth partner. This launch coincides with Intention.ly's expansion of solutions, including the AI lab and operations and technology offering. For more information, visit Intention.ly. Tech Media Breaks, Bollinger Innovations, Inc., NASINI, completes reverse stock split, pledges no further splits for 3 years. Bollinger Innovations, NASDAQ BINI, an electric vehicle manufacturer, recently completed a reverse stock split, ensuring compliance with NASDAQ's minimum bid price requirement. CEO David Mishry stated that this action will be the last for at least 3 years, focusing on growth and value creation. The company also reported over $1 million in payments for commercial electric vehicles sold in August 2025. Bollinger Innovations is known for its Class 1 EV cargo van and Class 3 EV cab chassis truck, available for sale in the U.S. The company has a strong dealer network across key markets. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at the provided link. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.